views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour because we are going to inspire you. We are going to educate you, and we're going to help you to take your health to a higher level today. So this is a show you do not want to miss, folks. Now, to connect with me after the show, I want you to invite you to go to my website. My personal website is AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, I want to encourage you to sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that, I'm going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with the same tools and techniques that I've used personally in my own life to create the life that I desire. Now, you're going to learn in these videos how I went on to cure an incurable disease. I was told I had Crohn's disease and went on to heal that disease. How I went through abuse, how I went through divorce, a life and death pregnancy, near death experience. And we're going to talk about the healing power of pet therapy in these videos. So to get those videos, just go to AskSueLondon.com and sign up for the newsletter. That's a free newsletter too, folks. So Christopher, my friend, what's new with you this week?
Well, what's new with me? Well, on Monday, I just happened to be up at Rocky Point in Warwick, which is actually the name of an old amusement park that went defunct back in the 90s, and they brought back the name, and I bumped into Jeffrey Osborne, the great musician.
Ah, I saw that on your social media.
Yeah, I know you commented on it, but absolutely. He sang a lot of love songs in the 80s, and I just randomly bumped into him. And
nice.
He said, "Hey, you got a radio station? I'm Jeffrey Osborne." And I was like, "Wow!" So I got him to record a little thing that says, "Hi, this is Jeffrey Osborne." So I thought
nice.
That was pretty cool.
Nice. So,
yeah.
So that really made your day then.
Yeah. So that was the beginning of the week on Monday. So yeah, that gave my week a very, very nice start.
Good. Well, we've been talking about Ross and I creating our beautiful Zen garden. Now we have our fences up at our new house, and we have my big Buddha sitting in the garden. And of course, all our friends and family are having comments about that, because you know how I like my Zen spiritual, stuff. And then Ross likes his birdhouses. Well, his birdhouse, Victorian birdhouse, is gone beside my Buddha. And our garden now is all planted, and it's beautiful. We've been going out with the puppies playing fetch and really enjoying our garden. Lots of birds are coming to our bird feeders now. So I'm so excited that I have my little Zen garden now. So it took a long time to get it, but we have it now. So we've been busy with that. And we had our puppy graduation
a couple days ago. Before you go to puppy graduation, let's get back to Zen Garden here for a minute.
Oh, okay. What do you want to know?
Well, only because you're Canadian. And I know when you say the alphabet, the last letter is Zen or Zed? It's Zed. Okay, that's something
we
different.
We say Zed.
Right.
You guys say it wrong. You say Z.
So that's not.
I've got to be careful because our guest is American here too, right? So I'm going to be kind of outside of here. But yes, us Canadians, we say Zed.
Very good.
Do you have a problem with that, my
No,
friend?
I just wanted to make sure I called your garden by the right name. So it's Zen Garden, not Zed Garden. Got it.
No, well, it's Zen. You know, have you ever heard of that?
I've never heard of that until now.
Really? It's like, a tranquil garden, very peaceful.
Well, I just learned something.
We need to talk about this after the show.
After the show. Now let's move on to puppy graduations.
Okay, so we had our puppy graduation. our dogs are officially graduated for the first level of obedience and training and the whole bit, proud to say. But here's the funny thing that happened. Okay, so we go in the morning, right? And we like to kind of, you know, start our morning like in a relaxing way. Well, we had to get the dogs up. We had to get them all brushed and pretty because there was pictures and everything. So there was a part in the test where the dogs had to, they had to sit for like 30 seconds. Well, they didn't get their morning nap that day, and they kept laying down. And she said, well, they had to sit up. So we had a couple challenges with convincing them they had to still stay sitting up. But they did pass, and they're going on to the next level of intermediate training in a couple weeks. But it was such absolutely a hoot. And then the teacher gives these little like graduation hats to us and said, put them on the dogs. Well, to tell a Shih Tzu and a Shih Tzu they had to wear a hat was like another story. But it was really fun experience. So I had to share that with you. So I did.
Well, congratulations! That's great. You must be a proud mother.
I'm a very proud mother, and Ross is like a very proud dad that his puppy graduated and, you know, did everything and made us look good because Ross kept forgetting the commands, and so with him forgetting the commands, he's like, okay, Marley, make me look good. You know what to do, and Marley made him shine. So good. It was such a proud moment for him, too. So that's the life of the Londons. What can
now, I heard
say?
That they marched down the aisle to Bark in Circumstance.
What? No, they... No. Oh, yeah, you're cute. Actually, you know what? When we did get married, our dogs, who we had at the time, Molly and Willie, they did walk us down the aisle when we got married.
That's sweet.
You didn't know that, did you?
And I didn't know that.
So I'm sharing about my pets today because... As you know, I'm always looking at ways to take my health to a higher level. Right, Christopher?
And I should be, too.
Well, yeah, we're working with you.
Okay.
but I have really, you know, seen my animals have been very healing for me. And we have a guest on today that he's going to educate us on the healing power of iodine. And I've got to tell you that in all of the information and the research I've done and working with naturopaths, I've never been told anything about iodine. Have you?
No, I never heard anything good that it could be helpful out of iodine, actually.
Yeah, so we're really in for a treat today because our guest today is John Brookshire, and he's going to talk about the healing power of iodine. He's going to talk about the benefits, and he's going to share with us how this whole business for him unfolded. There's a really cool story behind it, and we're going to learn, you know, the benefits of taking this supplement. We're going to learn, you know, he's got lots of great testimonials to share. It's going to be a really jam-packed show, so I hope you're all taking notes. And Christopher, I want you to take some notes there too, my friend.
I am taking notes as we speak.
Awesome. Okay, so folks, I want to tell you that our guest, John Brookshire, I want you to check out his website after the show, and the website is magnascent.com. So that is magnascent.com. So after the show, go to that website because there's a lot of great information in there. But you're going to learn a lot tonight, though, too. So take some notes, and after the show, if you have any questions, give John like an email, or if you can't get through to him, just email me and I'll forward it on to him. So let's get started with the show. John, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Thank you very much, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here, and Chris.
Well, I got it. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm just very pleased to be here. Education is so important, and there's definitely a lack of education about iodine.
There it definitely is. I can tell you that I was talking to my naturopath when you know I first got your information, and I said I don't even know what iodine what you do with it, and he really didn't talk much about it either. So, you know, I know that you know just talking to the short time that we have before the shows. You have a lot of information, but I think what I'd like to do first is I want you to share how this all came about, because on our show, I like to tell our listeners that, you know, we go through things for a reason, and we always have, there's a bigger plan for our destiny or our life and higher purpose, and I think this definitely is your story. Do you not agree?
Oh, yes. many years ago, I was happy as an aerospace engineer. I worked for all the big companies. I built the latest and greatest and hottest new planes for all over the country. I actually worked in Montreal a couple of times for Bombardier, and in Scotland for Prestwick for British Aerospace, Boeing, Martin, Lockheed, Gulfstream, lots for Gulfstream, lots for Boeing. And it was in at Boeing Vertol in there in Pennsylvania, over at a little place called Wrigley Park, that I happened to be working, and I met a missionary. It was a chance meeting. I happened to have run into a little disagreement with my minister at the little church I was attending. I asked him if anybody believed in dreams. He didn't. He didn't think they came from God, and so he and I had that little disagreement. I was looking for a church that did have some stuff about dreams, and there was a little storefront church in a shopping center that had a course on dreams. I went down there, and I liked the music. I liked the singing and the preaching, so I stayed on a few weeks, and this missionary came in to this little bitty church, and he was a local from a area right around there. He's actually had grown up Amish. Now, I didn't know the Amish had missionaries because they got to fly on planes to get to places. But he had grown up Amish and I guess had left them and was doing work outside the Amish community. But the thing that impressed me was how much their work, how important their work was in the Congo. And then he said, but our biggest concern now down in Zambia is we can't treat malaria. It's all become drug resistant, and our medicines don't work on it anymore. So I said, I went back and I looked through my holistic information, some from the 30s, and there was a guy by the name of Sunkar Bishi from India. Okay. Sunkar Bishi was India's answer to Edison. He was a self-taught genius. He was a mechanical engineer, but he had been in England, and he came down with malaria on a trip to southern France, to the, I guess, Riviera of France, back in the 1890s. Was pretty much a swampy area, and he ended up with malaria. He could not be cured. Quinine did not work for him. And India could not afford to lose their greatest scientist. So they sent medicine from India. It had been made by their shaman, their local doctors, and it was made of seaweed. And when Bishi took the first bit of it into his mouth and tasted it, he said, it was electrifying. It was like something electrical in my mouth. And I knew right then that I was over the malaria. I would get over the malaria. So that's how this iodine medicine started. It came from India. And through a series of really interesting situations, I came to know about a weak form of the medicine. And I used it for a little while. But it did not cure the severe malaria, excuse me, and it was rather poorly made. I went and saw the man that made it, and honestly, it was very, very poorly handled. So after a while, I said, hey, there's a second way of making it. It's much harder. In fact, it's 10 times harder. It takes, you work with less iodine. It takes longer to do it, and you must use a much higher amperage in the electromagnetic field. Now, I call mine magnesium iodine. It stands for magnetic nascent iodine.
And okay.
That's rather important to know, because the iodine that we make is in a liquid. It's a tincture of iodine, which has been around 200 years. They knew right away that iodine dissolved in alcohol, and that's a tincture of iodine. But it's in a molecular form. It is a molecule, two iodine attached to each other. By using a very strong electromagnetic field, I can pull the molecules apart.
Wow.
If you pull the molecules apart, you have nascent iodine in a consumable form. Scientists have known that nascent iodine was the very best iodine for healing, knocking out parasites, bacteria, viruses, things like that. If you know anything about your pacemakers or things that people and doctors insert into the body, they will put them in an iodine bath and hook up electrodes, and they can literally attach nascent iodine to the pacemaker so that there's nothing bad that's living on the pacemaker. They can cure it of any diseases or fragments on it. So
can I ask you a question? Because I've never seen, we're in Canada. I'm sure you heard that earlier when Christopher was going on about MyZed and you guys say the Z-bit, right?
Yes.
Now, in Canada, I've never seen iodine like on a shelf as a supplement to buy. Is this something that you can buy?
Yes, like, you can.
You
there's
can.
Something called Lugol's. Now, Lugol's has been around a real long time. And, of course, in the fear of the Japanese release of radiation, people are taking potassium iodide capsules. The problem with potassium iodide is you overload your body with potassium, and also that the iodide protects only the thyroid. It doesn't protect the rest of the body. So Lugol's is a Lugol's solution. It's something that Dr. Lugol discovered 150 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. He found out if you had potassium iodide in a liquid, it would dissolve the elemental iodine, the I2, into that liquid. Otherwise, you have to have alcohol to put iodine in a liquid. So Lugol's is available in Canada. Potassium iodide probably is as well. But our doctors have been told that stay away from iodine. It's bad for people. They get plenty in their salt. And that is so far from true. It is like...
Well, and you know, I don't know how if your doctors are in the States or around the world, but I know in Canada there are courses that are electives for doctors. And they aren't as educated, and some of them, the honest ones, will admit they don't have an education in nutrition. That's an elective course, and supplements. And I've also had doctors say if there was a cut for them, then they were promoting those supplements.
Yes.
You know? So I think as the individual, I think the message we want to get out here to everybody is you want to do your research. And, right? You know?
Absolutely.
But, go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the most interesting things about iodine is it has to be present in the body. Some people would say, oh, I'm allergic to iodine, which is like I'm allergic to air. No, I'm allergic to water. Nobody's allergic to air.
Can I ask you something? Okay.
Sure.
Because I have talked to a few people that know you personally, and they are like saying to me, okay, Sue, why are you not taking this? And I just did not know about it. So, but they're sharing with me it's changed their health dramatically. And one of them is a nurse, a registered nurse who knows her health, you know, the medicine and stuff like that. If we don't take like iodine, would you be deficient? And if you don't have iodine, if your body's lacking that, what do you experience in your body?
You experience many, many illnesses. 100 years ago, when they were training doctors, there was a little saying, when you don't know what, where, or why, prescribe ye then KI. If you don't know where the problem is, what the problem is, or why the problem is, give them potassium iodide. That'll help their body. it used to be that everybody took it. It was so critical. We had the garter belts. That is okay. Areas of the country where garters were in the people's necks up the thyroid. It's yep. swelling due to lack of iodine. If you don't have iodine, you're going to have a world of problems. If you're really severe, a mother that would be really severe in iodine would have a child that would be a cretin. That's almost inconceivable in this day and age, but a yeah. cretin would be somebody with an IQ of like 40 or 50, real small, almost barely human-looking because they seem so different from everybody else. So iodine is critically important to our bodies. And during World War One, they identified where the soldiers were from by the size of the thyroid. If they were from a coastal area, they would have a normal thyroid. If they were from inland, it would be, you know, half again as large. And if they were from the Great Lakes area or the mountains or something like that, it would be twice the size of a normal thyroid. And it was just real common to have thyroid problems. When the expansion came into the West in the 1800s, they tried to bring cattle and livestock from the East and raise them in the West. They found that the cattle would not reproduce if they didn't give them iodine. It was just essential to their health. If they're going to be healthy and strong, you've got to have iodine. So iodine is one of those things. There was a lot of misinformation about, oh, too much iodine is bad for you. But here's a little example.
Yeah.
In Japan, one of the countries that has the highest iodine uptake of any country, it's in their sea vegetables that they eat, things like that. Okay. They literally consume about 100 times as much iodine as we're supposed to get here in the U.S. And we don't get it anymore. But the IQ of the average person in Japan is like 107. In the U.S., it's like 90. Maybe in England, it's like 100. In parts of Africa, it's 70 or even down to 60. Parts of Asia go into 70. The sad thing is when you're iodine deficient, and even the World Health Organization, not that I really look up to them or anything, but they have warned lack of iodine leads to more mental health problems and lower IQs than anything else in the world. Lack of iodine.
Well, John, on this note, we have to take a break.
Sure.
Can I get you to hold that thought? And folks, I want you to write this down. I want you to go after the show to John's website. It's Magnascent. com. So that's magnascent.com. And this is the iodine that we're speaking about tonight. So check that out. Now we're going to take this quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more with John about Magnascent iodine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IAMEnergy.ca.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio, folks. I'm Sue London, and our guest today is John Brookshire, and we are learning how we can take our health to a higher level through the healing power of iodine, and we're talking about magnificent iodine. I should say nascent. Oh, my gosh, John. Didn't I just say this during break? I was going to say it wrong. Tell everybody the type of iodine we're talking about, my friend.
Well, I call it nascent iodine.
Nascent.
N-A-S-C-E-N-T. Yes, nascent iodine.
And John's website is magsent.com. So that's magsent.com. I'm starting to feel like, John, I need your iodine, how I'm feeling a little bit in a fog here today.
Right. It does clear up brain fog. One of the first effects is noticing that you can remember names and locations and things better. And once you've been on iodine and your brain is working fine and everything, if you go off of the iodine for a week or so, you'll notice the brain fog coming back. So
wow.
Iodine now, is critically important to the brain function.
Wow, Chris, maybe this sounds like something we both need to be taking, my friend.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that.
Uh-huh.
It would definitely benefit both of us.
I think so,
yes.
So let me ask you this, John. Okay, so if, say, someone is taking other supplements or medication, could this react with it? Or can you take your specific product with any supplement, medication? Say people, you know, are going through chemo, is there any reason why somebody wouldn't take it?
I can't think of any. We do recommend you take it on an empty stomach.
Okay.
The main reason for that being, and take it either in water or just into your mouth, and then maybe take a little water to swallow it. But if you've just had a full meal, good old southern dish, red beans and rice, anything starchy, the iodine can get absorbed into that food in your stomach. And stay there for attached to the food for an hour or two. Well, nascent iodine works quickly in the body. It's very fast reacting, but it usually is already absorbed by the body within 2 or 3 hours. So missionaries in Zambia and India, different places that use it, will give it 2 or 3 times, 4 times a day, the idea being that It works for 2 or 3 hours, and then it's absorbed. If you take it again in 2 or 3 hours before lunch, then in mid-afternoon, maybe again before supper, it has time to react and get into the body just with a little water and just a few drops if you're just trying to increase your health or make sure you don't have a deficiency, up to 10 drops or 20 drops if you're suffering from malaria, chikungunya, or dengue fever, or something real serious. The doctors in India use it to treat cancers. They use it for all sorts of parasites in the stomach. But here in the States, it's mainly used as a supplement simply to improve the health. We do sell a lot to doctors and naturopaths and chiropractors, people like that. And they use it however they will, maybe in a therapeutic way, where the only reason we, only way we can sell it as a company is as a supplement and not making recommendations of large amounts. But iodine is so critical to the body. There's a doctor in North Carolina, Jorge Fletches. He, he has a website, or he has YouTube videos, and he talks about the value of iodine to expectant mothers. And there's a little story he tells about a female doctor. She and her husband, both doctors, MDs, came to him, to his clinic, and she was expecting. And he told her, well, the first thing, you've got to take iodine. And she said, no, no, I'm healthy as it is. He said, no, you've got you're expecting a child. You need the extra iodine for the child. He explained that, you know, the first child is always assumed is more intelligent because the parents take more time with it. The second child is a little less. The third child even a little less. That's farthest from the truth. That is not true. The truth is the mother gives her the max amount of iodine she can to the first child. Then when she has the second, he gets a lesser portion, and the third child gets even less. Now, if the mother was taking a supplement, each child would have the same chance with an IQ. But Jorge Fletcher says that a child that's born having plenty of iodine will have an IQ 20 to 30 points higher than their parents.
Wow.
20 to 30 points. And that's a few bucks to get that. I would far rather have my child have a higher IQ and be able to give him a scholarship to some college.
Yeah.
But
and
anyway.
Chris, what was your comment on that, too? Because we were talking about that during the commercial break.
Comment about I'm sorry, because I was answering a phone call here.
IQ.
The higher IQ. Yes.
Yeah, for your child.
I would rather have the higher IQ than worry about a Harvard, you know, paying for Harvard tuition.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so our doctors should be pointing that out. The World Health Organization knows that. And they did experiments in Africa where they gave one village iodized salt. Now, iodized salt is not a very good way of getting iodine, but it's better than nothing. But anyway, they gave iodized salt to one village and regular salt to another. And then they came back and tested, gave them these tests, the IQ tests, in about 3 months. And the one village with iodized salt scored 7 points higher IQ than the people, the children in the other village.
Wow.
Who would think
that
make such a difference?
Yeah. Can I ask you, now, like, you're talking about IQ and different conditions. Do you only take this internally, or would you put it on your skin? Like, right now, and this is like me really sharing our personal stuff. So I'm saying to my husband in advance, I'm sorry, hon, but I have to ask this question. My husband for years has had this rash on his ankles. He has been to doctors, dermatologists, and it's like a rash, almost like an allergic reaction to the sun, but they can't tell what it is. Is this something that he could put on externally, or would he take it internally?
Well,
when someone has a rash?
I would advise both. I would advise both, but definitely put it on the skin. It will penetrate, And the nascent iodine does penetrate, but you can take it both internally and externally. One of the very first things that happened when I started, had incorporated and started selling iodine, I had a lady in New Zealand that had asked for some samples. I sent her some samples. And somebody she knew, I guess her significant other, I'm not sure how close the relationship was, but he had a an infection on the finger, a little finger, and it was awful. And he went to a doctor. They drew some blood samples. The doctor promptly went on a three-week vacation. When the doctor came back, he found he had a staph infection. And the hospital wanted to amputate the finger. It looked so bad. It was so large. The man would not take the antibiotics they offered him. But he would take the iodine that came in as the had arrived to the lady. And so he started taking the iodine. And I got pictures of this showing the really enlarged little finger. And they were able to save that finger. He's still got it 5 years later now.
And, amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. He was taking like 17 drops a day. Internally, and then later they started mixing it and putting it in a salve on the finger, but he started off just taking it internally. So the iodine, the nascent iodine, does fight infections in the body, and it can be applied to the skin, but it doesn't absorb as well as internally. Of course, you can concentrate it by putting it there. And one of the most significant things is that it affects the thyroid. And some people say, well, you got to have an iodine to go into the thyroid because there's a gate that, that keeps iodine out of the thyroid. And that's true in the body. But because this is in the nascent state, it is able to penetrate the into the thyroid. And I've had people tell me, not a lot, but a few, you know, I took your iodine for the first time and I was just sitting down, and I could feel my thyroid. People don't feel their thyroid, but they could feel that activity of the nascent iodine getting in. And when the thyroid gets iodide, it has to convert it to the nascent state in order to make T3s and T4s. And, you know, that's one of the big problems we have today is people take all sorts of weird stuff into their bodies. But when they don't have enough iodine, iodine like bromides, fluorides, chlorides, and they're halogens, but you end up with not a true hormone. And so if you get fakey hormones floating through your body, it just can't be made into a useful hormone. So people definitely need iodine.
I think, Chris, did you have a question for John?
Yes, I did a little research. It appears as though, believe it or not, that, that this is sold in some of our nutritional supplement stores in the area. And one of the stores actually sponsors the station sometimes, once in a while, Herbwise Naturals. My question is we actually used iodine. I'm remembering now back to high school to do experiments on those little Petri glass, so that way you could you would use it to stain, so that way you could see things under the microscope. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So iodine has a very strong dye to it, or a very strong stain, because that's what we use. The sole reason for using it was because it created a dye, and it would bring out, I guess it would have a reaction with certain things. So my question is the dye a part of the iodine, or is that something that's added to it?
No, it is a part of it. When iodine was first discovered, and it was discovered by accident during the time of Napoleon, they were trying to make gunpowder out of seaweed, and they were putting an acid in there to turn it into something that could be used in gunpowder. Some poor guy put too much, and this purple vapor flew up from the seaweed. And they said, "What is that?" And it congealed on the side of the big pot they were cooking in. And because it was purple, the, I guess, Greek word was io something. So that's how we got the word iodine. But also very interesting. Now, they discovered iodine at the time of Napoleon, the 1812 or something like that. A few years later, people were working in the silver mines in France. And they noticed when people came to work in the silver mine, a lot of them would have goiters in their neck. And then they would go away. Hmm. Now, how does mining silver get rid of goiters? Well, there was iodine in some of the minerals down in the mine. And once they were breaking things up and smashing rocks, the iodine would be exposed. So the very first way element that was discovered that would cure a specific medical problem was iodine. And they found out that they could cure goiters by giving people iodine. And
wow.
That was the sort of the start of, I hate to say that, modern medicine, but in the 1830s, 40s, they found this out, and they were using iodine until the 1940s, when all of a sudden we just developed this pharmaceutical industry, and they did not like iodine at all. So when they got rid of the iodine, then they had all sorts of things that needed treatment. And so the pharmaceutical industry hasn't looked back. They are going big guns and selling lots of prescriptions for lots of things. Whereas if people just had plenty of iodine, they might not have those problems if they weren't iodine deficient. But anyway, that's another story.
And that's, well, Chris, that's it sounds like you and I need to be trying some of this stuff.
Yes, it definitely sounds that way. And you have pretty much answered my question. I guess the part that was concerning to me, and you've pretty much eased that concern, is I always thought that there was like an added dye to it, and I was worried about it being safe if you were to take it as a supplement. But now that I know that's actually part of it, and that's what it's just the way it is.
Yes,
then I feel better about it.
Yeah, one thing, the little cheap bottles of iodine in your stores may have wood alcohol in them, or isopropyl alcohol, that is not to be consumed. So there'll be a thing, XXX on the bottle thing, do not take this internally. That is because they have wood alcohol in it. They have wood alcohol because they don't want you drinking the iodine and using that as a form to become intoxicated. But if you have methyl alcohol, which is what we use, it is consumable. But either one can be put on the skin. But a good way to find out how deficient you are is to put a little square or a little few drops on the skin, normally on your forearm, near the elbow or something like that, and then watch how long it takes for that iodine color, the brown color, to go away from your skin. If it goes away in 2 hours, you know that you're very deficient. If it lasts for 24 hours, you know that you've got plenty of iodine in your body. I take a lot of iodine, and my drops on my arms will last for 24 hours. But a lot of people, it'll be gone within an hour or so because the iodine gets absorbed. The body needs it so badly, it will take it and suck it right in. So that's just a real simple and not a very scientific way to do it, but it's really cheap and fast.
Well, now people who are iodine deficient, where would we get it if we weren't taking it straight, as you're suggesting? Like what is it in? Where can you find iodine? Is there iodine included in any of the foods that we eat?
Well, kelp has some iodine in it, but you would have to consume a lot of kelp to get as much as you probably should be taking. Iodine's in the sea vegetables that the Japanese eat, but very few Americans will get those sea vegetables. So One place it is, believe it or not, is in milk and meat.
Huh.
Why would it be?
What kind of meat? Like red meat?
Yeah, yeah. Because the farmers have to give it to their livestock to keep them healthy.
Mm.
Isn't that so funny that
your
livestock have better nutritional diets than we do?
Yeah.
And here, let me share this one little thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this advertisement a few months ago. It said the United States took part in a test among all the industrialized world, and we came in 17th position in science and math. And why is this? Of course, everybody knows we spend more on education than any other country in the world.
Yeah.
Why did we come in so far behind? And then they show you the countries that came in first. And way at the top is Finland. Finland?
What?
I've never heard
wow.
of a Finnish scientist, Nobel Prize winner, whatever. And not only are they at the top, but there's a big gap between them and the people that came in second and third and fourth. Well, what people don't know is, many years ago, Finland decided they had an iodine deficiency problem in their country. So they started giving iodine supplements to all their livestock, their beef industry, and their milk industry got lots and lots of iodine. So they didn't just improve the education system of their children. They raised the IQ of their children.
Wow.
What a tricky way to win the world prize for being the considered a smart country, not by having, you know, more tests, more school, more hours. They go to school less than everybody else. They don't start homework until the seventh grade. They're so different. So it's just really rather funny that we have such a difference, and it's and iodine is just one of the ways it shows this difference.
Wow. Now, we've got about a minute left, so I want to make sure that we're clear with everybody. The product we're talking about is your product. Now, if people want to get your iodine, do they order it from you online?
Yes, they can order it online, or they can call us at our office number, which is 817-444-4204.
Okay, and share again with everyone the website address?
Yes, magnascent.com, M-A-G-N-A-S-C-E-N-T. I'm John at Magnascent. If they want to ask me a question, they can just write to john@magnascent.com. And if there are doctors that would like to carry it or find out about it for their clinic or their practice, we do label with the doctor's name and address if they would like that. So we work any way we can to help people. And I must say this, we give a lot of iodine away in India, and we have studies where they treated malaria in 500 people, and they had such great results, chikungunya, dengue fever, all these things. And we have testimonials from Africa and India in other parts of the world. So I'm just real happy to share about iodine. As you can tell, it's my passion.
Oh, for sure. And I have to add, Christopher and I think we're interested in getting some, right, my friend?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sign us up.
Yeah,
okay,
because
yes. Let me know.
I really had no idea about the healing benefits of iodine, and I think that this would be great for both Christopher and I to be taking it and share with our listeners how it's changed our life. So after the show, we'll talk about that. But I guess we're out of time now, right, Christopher?
We are.
So thanks, John, for being here. We will bring John back, folks, I promise. He's got great information. Christopher, as always, it's wonderful to work with you, my friend. Folks,
and wonderful to work with you too, Sue.
Folks, we're going to be back next week with another inspiring guest. So on behalf of our amazing guest, John Brockshire, and Christopher DePaula, and myself, I got to add in there my wonderful producer, Christopher, I know you look forward to that, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings, and we look forward to inspiring you again real soon.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area. If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
I'm Christine Epchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.